The House failed to pass an amendment by Kentucky Republican Tom Massie to cut off aid to Israel. More than 100 Democrats voted for it. Only Massie, as a Republican, voted in favor of it. All the other Republicans, no. I want to turn to our political panel. Democratic strategist, former press secretary to then Vice President Joe Biden, Kendra Barkoff Lammy, and Republican strategist, and former chief of staff to Vice President Mike Pence, Mark Short. Great to have you here.
Thanks, Major.
Mark, give me your analysis of this vote. So, Massie by himself, yeah. Republicans clearly whip this, leave him on his own, yeah. and see what the Democrats do among themselves to fight this out.
Well, look, I think that this close to election season, when Thomas Massie's not well-liked in the conference, there's no doubt they're very comfortable with him offering this on the floor, believing that this is what a lot of Democrats to vote exactly as they did. And I think that the Democrats have a growing anti-Semitic problem in their caucus. And it's only going to get worse when a lot of these Democrat socialists that they've been pushing forward have won nominations will likely be there next year.
I want to clarify, because do you believe any vote that questions U.S. aid to Israel is by definition anti-Semitic, or could it be a policy disagreement with the sitting Israeli government?
It can be a policy disagreement, but I also think they have an anti-Semitic problem. I think you have people who have basically been nominated this cycle in their party who have basically called for the end of Israel. You have people in their party who have gone further than just saying they want to cut off aid to Israel. So this creates the dichotomy that Republicans want to say, we stand with Israel when Democrats don't.
Kendra?
I mean, I just can't. I don't go with that viewpoint. I would just say, you know, I worked with the survivors of that were held hostages and those family members.
After October 7th.
And we met with more Democrats than Republicans. And I don't think that happens with anti-Semitic members of Congress.